A series of chemical reactions of central components in all living cells that utilize oxygen as part of cellular respiration. The Krebs Cycle.
Hey everybody, this is Adam, and you are listening to The Krebs Cast. It's the audio supplement to my blog, thekrebscycle.blogspot.com. And for those of you that are listening, again, thanks for coming back. And for those of you that this is your first time, welcome. And just try and follow what I'm going to be talking about here. It's a mix of a little bit of everything. Politics, gay life. Life in Dallas, stuff like that. I don't know. I don't really have a category. It's an audio blog on iTunes. But if you found me on iTunes, please go and check out my blog at thekrebscycle.blogspot.com for just, you know, different content, different from what's on here. So I like to use this to, you know, talk about things that you necessarily can't write about. I don't see myself really anytime soon or ever really replacing my blog with a podcast, but I just think that there's some things that are better said. Some things are better said than they are written. But in any case, I have some things I want to speak about tonight. I first want to say that Chad Fox of ChadFox.com, I don't think he has any relation to Reagan Fox of Fox and the City, but he started his podcast, last weekend, and he posted his first podcast, and it was fucking awesome. It's a mix of music, and it made me feel really queer, which is great, because, I mean, anything to, you know, make me feel more queer, that's great. I loved it. I had a great workout because of it, and, it's funny, there's something about listening to just, you know, those really, you know, those songs de gay, the gay songs, that just, you know, when you're working out and you're lifting those weights and you feel fucking gay, and it feels great, you know, it feels fucking awesome. I don't know what it is. I know I love it. I love feeling gay when I'm lifting weights, you know, I don't know. But it helps. It helps a lot. It helps a lot with the working out. You know, it's like Madonna. You know, I mean, I like to listen to Madonna. I like to listen to her new album, The Confessions on the Dance Floor. It's fantastic. Most of the songs are fantastic. I know there's one song on there that I think everybody doesn't like. But anyway, whenever I listen to that song, though, I can't, the song Hung Up, I can't help but think about her music video for that song and her ass. Her ass is like fucking perfect in that video. And every time I hear that song and I'm at the gym and I'm like, oh, I have to get an ass like Madonna. Who the fuck is calling me? Who is this? Oh, it's Heather. I think I'm going to wait to take this call. She's going to kill me, but I'm not going to decline. I'm just going to silence that. I'm podcasting. I don't have time to take calls. I'm very busy. Anyway, back to Madonna. Her ass. And I get kind of jealous because it's like, you know, God, how do I get an ass like that? But, you know, I just have to think, and, you know, when you have a gajillion dollars and you own things, people, property, whatever, you have time to cultivate your ass. And you have like 99 people taking care of the other shit that you need to take care of in your life, like going to the grocery store and dry cleaning and all that garbage. You have time to cultivate your ass. So she's done a good job at it. But I guess I'm just going to have to settle for not cultivating my ass and just let it go to shit and rot. I don't, that's disgusting. Rotting ass. That's gross. Anyway, I digress. I know that you're probably hearing and reading a lot about how great blogging and podcasting and vlogging and all this stuff is. I know you're probably hearing a lot about that and you're sick and tired of hearing about it, but I'm sorry, you're going to have to hear it again. But, you know, this is just my take on this. Because I think, and Donnie at Fresh and Tasty, freshandtasty.blogspot.com, he had a post to today. What's today? Today's Wednesday, the 11th of January. He had a post today, and he and I were talking on internet chat last night. And I just made a comment about how great I think all of this is, and how it's just really amazing that you become part of this community, and how, excuse me, I finally have been able to connect with other gay men that I think are of a like mind, and it's really, and I feel really great about it, because it's, you know, I moved to Dallas 2 years ago, and I never really connected to any kind of gay, queer identity. I was in Tucson before then. Tucson has one gay bar. It's called IBT's. It's not a pleasant place. Let's just leave it at that. Tucson's a great city. It's not like it's a bad city for being gay in. It's a really great place. It's not an intolerant place. And it's a really nice city. I enjoyed living there, and that's where I met my partner. But it's not exactly a place where one can explore the gay community. Anyway. And then I moved to Dallas, and you know, my partner and I were really excited. You know, it's a bigger city, there's a bigger gay scene here, and we thought we were gonna meet people, you know, other gay people, and maybe start, you know, our own little faggle or something. I don't know. But it turned out to be very, very difficult. You meet people and it's hard to find people that are interested in the same thing that you're interested in. And it's a real drag. We had basically given up hope. And we were fine, you know, we're able to entertain ourselves together. We had plenty of straight friends, but it's different, you know, with straight friends. Straight friends, you're not able to talk about the same things. They don't quite understand things in the same way, like Golden Girls. I mean, you can't sit down with straight people and watch the Golden Girls. They're going to think you're, you know, gay or something. But that's what we are. And, you know, they don't appreciate the same things. There's just something about their mindset. There's certain things that you can enjoy together, but I honestly believe that, you know, straight friends are great, but there's not certain things that, you know, only other gays understand. So, but we were fine. We're doing fine. I started, you know, my blog, and I really haven't been serious about blogging until, what was it? It was this past summer. And I was starting to write more. I was starting to read more blogs and comment, and that's how you start making the connections with other bloggers. And it's been really fantastic because I've been able to meet these wonder, you know, I hate to be so, sound so not naive or jejune or something like that, but you know, you meet these other people, you hear about their experiences, you realize that you've experienced similar things, or you read about unique experiences, and you're able to laugh together and, you know, cry together in some cases, and it's really great, you know. And it's different than just internet chat and you know, going on a website, a personal's website, because you get to really see these people. You get to read about them, and it's great. And this past week, actually, I've just been overwhelmed at the flow of information that there is out there, and just how many experiences you can really you can have vicariously through other people via their podcast or their video blog or their blog. And I have to step back for a minute, and I'm just overwhelmed, because think about what it was like before the internet. Think about what it was like, you know, a lot of us can still remember the time before the internet. And, you know, how weird that was. How weird it seems to us now that there was no internet. That's just strange. And it's really, I think it's really amazing that there is a new generation of young gay people, young homosexuals, that are able to have so many positive queer role models. People that are intelligent, people that are funny, people that are catty, people that are artistic, people that are scientific. It's really amazing because when I was growing up, you know, I had the internet when I was in, you know, middle school, but it was, you know, it was AOL. It was just chat. It wasn't much of anything, really. Websites really hadn't been, there weren't really any websites, you know, and if there were, they were porn or just, you know, geeky shit. But, you know, and two of my brothers were gay, but I didn't find that out, you know, at a at the appropriate age, whatever. But I think it would have been really great. Not that I have any regrets about how I grew up. I don't have any regrets about how I grew up at all. But I think it would have been amazing to be able to hear and see and read about all these other gay people. I mean, I don't remember really what I thought my perception of gay people were when I was developing, like when I was in middle school. You know, I remember that I used to think that the whole gay rights movement was stupid, and that people that were flamboyant or in your face about it were just, you know, ruining it for the rest of us because we weren't be able to be considered seriously as a social group or being able to integrate into society. But now that has completely changed. And I think that I thought that because I just didn't have any concept that there were real gay people, even though that two of my brothers were gay. When I had these thoughts, I thought that gay people were just superficial. I mean, I thought that they were the people that I saw in the pages of International Mail and Undergear. You know, they wore jock straps called the sock, and they, you know, when they were on the beach, and when they weren't on the beach, they wore, you know, ruffly lace-up shirts with long leather trench coats. And that was it. But, you know, I just think it's so great now that there's, you know, there's so many examples of gay role models now, intelligent people. And so I just think that's really great. And I love that this exchange of information. I was listening to Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio and Eat This Hot Show this weekend, and they were interviewing Brad from willingwarrior.com. He does a video blog, and someone said something about video casting, and Madge said that, you know, Madge had a podcast earlier this week on Yeast Radio about video blogging and how it's stupid. If you don't listen to Madge Weinstein, try it out. It's fantastic. It's not for everybody, but I love her. She's opinionated, she's raw, she's dirty, she's bloated, she's a lesbian, but I love her. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, anyway, on Eat This Hot Show, which is the trifecta of Reagan Fox, Wanda Wisdom, another one that I worship, and Madge Weinstein, they were interviewing Brad of Willing Warrior, and he has a video blog. And someone said something about video casting, and Madge said that video casting is stupid. It's stupid, it's dumb, and that it's it's really just this one-way thing, and that really what video blogging is about is an exchange of ideas, and how you know, you have, you create something and then somebody comments on it, or they modify it, they add to it, until eventually you have this evolving, revolving, these aren't her own words, but this is how I interpreted it. You have this evolving, revolving work of something. And it just grows, and people add to it, and they make it something bigger and better. That's what it's about. And I normally don't like to wax philosophical about these things, but, you know, it is. It's great, you know? So, and, you know, when you're thinking of things, if you're thinking you want to start a podcast or you want to start a blog and you don't necessarily have your voice, I think maybe you do. You do have a voice, and you may not even know it, because you could take something that somebody else said and say, look, here's my viewpoint on it. That's what's so great about this, is that anyone can say whatever they want, and, you know, with you know, relatively, let's not get, you know, you can't say, you know, threatening things to people or against the government because they're listening, but that's what's great. You know, you can take something that somebody already did and make it your own, and that's what I think is really fantastic. Or, you know, it you don't even have to do it along the same lines. You can take something that somebody else did and look at it through a different kind of lens. We all have our own perspective, and that's what I think is fascinating, is that we can all contribute contribute our commentary on society, and I think that's really just a powerful thing, and everybody has their own viewpoint, and I think it's important to listen to everybody's viewpoint. I think it's really, especially in this day and age, I really feel that people are just, at least in the previous election, people were just so polarized, they didn't want to listen to each other, they just were in their own corner. They're, you know, their backs to the opponent, preaching to the choir, and there was no dialogue. I mean, that's why I hated those fucking debates, if that's what you could call them. It's because they weren't, the candidates were not allowed to engage each other. It was like watching a split screen event where each candidate was talking to their own respective party, and they weren't allowed to engage each other, except in the vice presidential debate. That was the only one that I thought was interesting. But the presidential debates, the ones that I think were the most important, they weren't able to exchange. And I think that's really bad, because I think some of the things that Republicans have to say are, you know, that Democrats can learn from, and some of the things that Democrats have to say Republicans can learn from, and that's why it's democracy. We meet in the middle. It's about compromise. So it's important to listen to everybody's viewpoint and think about what they have to say, because no one person or persons is ever completely correct. You can't presume that, you know, everybody knows, one person knows everything, because that's just, you know, that's backwards. That's dictatorship. That's totalitarianism. But anyway, how on earth I arrived at this, I don't know. But blogging is great. Podcasting is great. Video blogging is great. I love it. And it doesn't always have to be about entertaining either. If you want it to be about entertaining, that's great. Do that. That's terrific. But I don't know why I even said that. It can be about anything you want. It can be about any damn thing that you want. Just, you know, make sure that as long as you love it, it's perfect. If you love it, then, you know, if you think that's great, it's perfect. And I think the added bonus is that if you connect with somebody and you're able to make somebody stop and think and say, hey, that's really interesting, I never thought about it that way, or, well, no, but here's how I see it. If you create some kind of emotional reaction, that's awesome, I love it. But it's really interesting. And even, you know, and I really, you know, it's on the same topic, I think it's great that, you know, Dan at danturning40.blogspot.com mentioned that blogging is taking the place of internet chat. That's like, that's fucking awesome, you know, because that was so just, that was so just boring and one way and mundane, you know, and you really weren't able to learn about anybody through that. But now I think we're just able to have so many more experiences and experience just the world and all these different things going on. And I think it's a really exciting time. So, but that's all. I mean, that's all I really have to say about that. But so I think I'm going to stop there tonight, because I think I've done enough ranting, and that was remarkably easy tonight for some reason. But before I go, I just want to remind everybody, if you found me on iTunes, please go to my blog, thekrebscycle.blogspot.com. There's more content there. There's different content there. Also, please, please, please check out my blog roll. I put people on my blog roll because I like to read their blogs. And I don't put it on there, you know, for traffic. If I have somebody on my blog roll, it's because there's something about their blog that I enjoy reading, and I'm not going to say everything about every blog that I read, but there's something about each and every blog that's on my blog roll that I enjoy, and go check them out and enjoy. And also, if you aren't listening to this via iTunes, you can subscribe on iTunes, so go subscribe if you want to. And that's about it, and I all hope you have a pleasant rest of the week, evening, day, whatever it is you're doing, and I will talk to you later. Take care.
You had best unfuck yourself, or I will unscrew your head and check down your neck!
The mission has been completed.